Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM with Life and Soul. Unmissable fashion and beauty tips and trends inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.
Steve Gleeson, as I mentioned, is with me. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning,
Joe. This morning. And we also have Garrett Fitzgerald, who is the Chief Executive of Munster Rugby, on the line. Good morning to you, Garrett.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Steve.
Now, Steve, Munster Rugby confirming this agreement this week, which means, from what we understand, that it can only supply its new kit to Lifestyle Sports from next summer. What are the implications of that for you?
Well, the implications are that we will no longer be able to sell Munster gear going forward. We've been selling Munster gear long before any of the chains or multiples came on the scene. And it's unfortunate that we can sell Ulster, Connacht and Leinster gear and can't sell our own Munster gear here. We're the holders of 10-year tickets in the shop, as there are many business people and have supported Munster through thick and thin, followed them all over. We exchange sizes for their Interpro teams, for their ladies teams in the shop. You know, we've helped players get sponsorship, get personal deals, and we're at the grassroots of rugby. I'm involved in rugby here myself, as are my family who still play rugby. And it's just very cutting to be told that you cannot sell your own club's jersey.
Did this come out of the blue for you, or did you have indications it was coming?
The first indication I had was when Garrett rang me on Friday to tell me the news. And I must say I was totally taken aback by it, disgusted rather than disappointed. I was told it was a done deal. That was it. They'd looked at all the legal implications. I brought up competition, monopoly, all this, and I was told, no, we got all that checked out. You're out of the equation. That's it. Every other shopper out of the equation. It's only Lifestyle Sports can sell it from now on.
How big a part of your business is Munster Rugby gear?
Well, Munster Rugby gear would be a very significant part of it.
So what are the implications for you then of that slice of your business from next summer disappearing?
Well, it's going to have an effect, but we're lucky in that we're very diverse in the departments we have. I mean, we can still sell Irish gear, you know. I mean, Irish gear is, like this season, Irish gear has been colossal with the World Cup and all that. So we're lucky in that we can diversify, we can, you know, sell other items, leisure, surfing gear. All that's, you know, the rugby's only a department within our shop.
And I know that from being around.
And Munster is...
But as an independent operator, like lots of businesses in Limerick, you've had your struggles over the economic crash, haven't you?
We have. But we've come through them, Joe, you know. And, you know, like Munster have had their struggles through the economic crash. I was just going through figures there from 2008. And I think Munster sales are a quarter of what they were going back to 2008,
sales of
Munster jerseys are a quarter of what they are, and that reflects in the crowds going to the stadium and that as well. I think I saw a figure there on social media last night that there's 16,000 for the Heineken Cup game on Saturday. I'll be in Thomond Park. I mean, this isn't going to stop me going to Thomond Park or following Munster. I will be there on Saturday. But there's 16,000 as distinct to 26,500 when times were going well. So you'd imagine it's opening doors rather than closing doors. You would be.
Yeah, okay. Well, Garrett, as you heard, Steve is less than impressed. I think the word he used is disgusted with what's happened.
Yeah, well, just the first thing, I did ring Steve last Friday, and all the other retailers that I would know in the province. I rang about 12 different retailers, which I felt was the right thing to do, given the how they operate in the community and how the retailers have supported rugby in the province. The other thing is that I suppose we don't deal directly with the retailer. The retailer deals with the kit supplier. So in other words, we wouldn't have a working relationship with the retailer on any occasion. The other thing is that any commercial partnership or sponsorship agreement we negotiate is done in the best interest of Munster Rugby to help fund investment in domestic and professional rugby. And I suppose Steve has outlined there the challenges that the recession has brought, and for him and for us and for everyone. And we're, I suppose, a business that's turning over between 13 and 15 million per annum in our trading. So Munster needs to generate a commercial sponsorship revenue to keep investing in the game itself. Everything we generate is invested in the game, and it's been really challenging, as Steve said, over the last number of years, and continues to be, and that seems to be a little bit what's happening in the rugby market when you look at other Pro 12 or Guinness Pro 12 games and the attendances there in it. Now, the deal we've entered into is a five-year renewal of our current sponsorship deal with Adidas, who've been supplying our kit since 2007. We considered ourselves privileged, I suppose, for an international brand such as Adidas to support us. There's only one other club team in Europe I think they currently support, which is Harlequins. And they support the French international team in Europe and the Italian international team. So I suppose what happens is the whole commercial world is changing on an ongoing basis. And for us to be part of that, we're following on schemes and similar deals that are happening across Europe. And currently in the UK market, for example, JD Sports has a similar arrangement with soccer in Northern Ireland and Scotland and Welsh teams. And they also have exclusive distribution rights for Premier League teams such as Bournemouth, Southampton and Swansea. And there are other deals for club-only retail with Aston Villa, Leicester, West Brom, Norwich and Watford. So what we have now taken on is the way the international business sponsorship model has gone. Lifestyle Sports have been our official retail partner to date before this deal. So what it is now is an extension of that deal. But I fully understand it's a challenge for the retailers. But as
right, but obviously the nature of it has changed somewhat because, maybe you could do two things for me. Could you explain the Adidas Lifestyle Sports connection and then why the deal has changed to ensure exclusivity for Lifestyle Sports?
Well, what was the first question?
Well, the first question is just explain the Adidas Lifestyle Sports connection, because you see, the media are presenting it in one way. You're obviously talking about the Adidas deal, but we're hearing exclusivity for Lifestyle Sports to sell the gear.
Well, the first thing, the arrangement between Adidas and Lifestyle Sports is their own arrangement. Rugby is a very small part of what Adidas will deal with any retailer in the current market. Like the percentages of Adidas' figures that are for rugby internationally and everywhere are very small, but they sell all their products to all the retailers and will continue to sell all their other products to the retailers. So that's the first thing. Adidas will deal with all the retailers of their own bat and nothing to do with us. So on this arrangement, Lifestyle have been our official sport or retail partner recently. So Adidas are working through them and have extended to an exclusivity for a five-year deal for all the kit. So there's two separate arrangements.
Okay, but I mean, obviously Munster had to sign off on that.
Yes, exactly. And we signed off on a deal that is what we see as probably the best possible deal for Munster, for Munster Rugby, for what we can do to invest in the game. And that's it. There's no profiteering interest
right,
in
right,
it. There's nothing in it. It's for investment in the game.
Okay, but Garrett,
the way the deals are going now in international.
No, I understand that. But Garrett, there is more money in it for Munster Rugby, the exclusivity.
Well, we've negotiated a new five-year sponsorship deal with Adidas. And as with all things, the deal is more beneficial to us now than our previous deal.
Steve.
Gareth, my understanding from Adidas is Munster have entered into an exclusive retail agreement with Lifestyle Sports. This is separate to Adidas, okay? This agreement means that Lifestyle Sports have acquired the global rights to retail Munster match, training wear and accessories. Adidas have been appointed by Munster as the kit manufacturers.
That's correct.
So it's Munster have granted Lifestyle the exclusivity, not Adidas, okay? Now, first and foremost, you're dealing with declining crowds outside in Thomond Park. What you need to be aware of is brand awareness. Okay,
yes.
It's very easy to take plenty of money on board and be playing to empty stadiums. There's less Munster gear on the streets. Surely it's opening doors rather than closing doors. You should be. Sometimes people can be blinded by money and sorry, Gareth, I didn't interrupt you. Okay. And you can lose the atmosphere, which was Thomond Park, and which hopefully will still be. You know, you have now there's three lifestyles, I think, in Limerick operating at the moment, and there's probably 9 or 10 of us that can no longer sell Munster gear. So you've gone from 12 doors to 3 doors.
No, well, the key issue here on this is that, first of all, in the retail of that lifestyle have 19 stores across Munster represented in each county, and I think they have 42 others nationally after that. That's the key issue. The second issue is the arrangement we've been doing kit sponsorship deals for many, many years and before I came in the job, but obviously they change with the way the economy changes. So they have never, whilst there is some relationship, they don't have a direct relationship with the number of people that attend the games, because we've been, a kit sponsorship is what every team will have. So there isn't a direct connection in saying one is connected to the other. But so, and lifestyle is represented right across the country and across the province. And they are all the different things. We sat down on this and got independent consultants' advice on it, and it was a big decision for staff to make. But the decision was difficult, but it's solely for the benefit of rugby in the province, that if we can maximise our income from it, that's part of what my job is and what our job is. And it's something that our rugby organisation in the province are happy to support and signed off on.
But what I'm saying to you, Gareth, is you could be shooting yourselves in the foot by taking in extra money, lessening your brand awareness. I'm saying brand awareness as in the Munster brand, by not having people having full access to Munster gear. And therefore, you're going down a slippery slope with further declining crowds. You know, it's pushing the brand out there, you should be.
Yeah, but I think, Steve, I see, and I understand your position, but there is total open access to the product still. This isn't blocking access to the product from anyone.
Well, I think you're interfering in competition here now, aren't you? That, you know, with the World Cup going on, there was a bit of a price war going on in jerseys between the different shops that were there, so therefore the supporters benefit by getting jerseys at cheaper rates. That isn't going to happen when you have only one chain selling jerseys.
Well, the first thing is obviously this, what we've done is in line with competition law, and there's precedent throughout Europe and similar models exist across the sports industry. And secondly, we took, obviously, in protecting our own brand and everything, we did take legal advice on it. Secondly, I don't think there's ever been much of a price war in Munster jerseys, and it isn't an area that we want to go in.
Yeah, there is, Gareth. Every year there's a price war.
There is a little bit. That's
no, yeah. Look, Gareth, I'm a retailer. You're not.
Totally, so, and that's why we don't go in. That's why we got Lifestyle on board as our retail partner, because we're not retail.
Can I ask one question there, Gareth? Is there any way that Steve Gleeson can access jerseys from next summer?
No, at the current situation we've signed up in is that Lifestyle Sports will have exclusive from the 1st of July 16.
And there's something else. I mean, Steve made the point earlier, you know, he still has goodwill towards Munster. I think there's goodwill on the ground towards Munster still in Limerick, and indeed in this organisation too. But we have had some fascinating discussions in the wake of the crowd that turned up to the Munster-Ulster match.
Yes.
About numbers. And about connection between the punter in a place like Limerick and the player on the pitch and all of the issues around that from this point forward. What's your response?
Well, the subject we were discussing was the retail thing and the concern.
But Steve makes a reasonable point, and I'm just to tell you, because you may not be aware of it, it has been discussed extensively on this radio station and elsewhere, and a lot of people around town are talking about it at the moment.
Yeah, well, the first thing, Joe, is obviously we discuss it every day ourselves and sit down and have our workshops and to see what we can do. And we're spending a lot of money promoting the games and doing certain things, and the research coming back is that obviously, people are saying, first of all, the kick-off times, and people need to understand all the participants in the Pro 12 do not have any input in the kick-off times. The television is decides on the kick-off time. So with the World Cup on, it was really impossible for people to be facilitated that way. And the initial time that we were allocated for the Munster v Ulster game was 50 minutes after the Rugby World Cup. The Rugby World Cup finished, so that was to be on the Saturday evening. We requested a change to any other time, The only other option we were given was that Friday evening. The attendance at rugby matches for us is a challenge for us. It's damaging our budgets. This week I was in Leinster and I looked at the figures they have. It's a problem across the... We had Leinster in the capital city playing the team at the top of the Pro 12 last week and they had a very disappointing attendance. So we are challenged by it. It is a challenge for us in the organisation to see what we can do. But at the end of the day, the other feedback to people, we have to recognise that people have only a certain amount of money in their pocket and they have to maybe be selective in the games that they'll actually go
and,
to.
And can anything be done on price of tickets?
Well, our price of tickets are very competitive and there's really very good offers on the price of tickets. The interesting thing about it was three seasons ago we dropped the price of tickets and the attendance dropped. Elsewhere they put up the price of tickets and the attendances went up. Our tickets haven't gone up in price, and I think in 4 years or something like that, and there's some really good family offers and every effort.
Can I ask another question? I happen to have visitors from Belfast, big Ulster fans, who came to that game with me.
Yeah.
And they said to me that a 6 o'clock kickoff in Belfast on the same Friday would have seen Kingspan full at 18,000.
Yeah, well, of course, but Belfast are the Ulster are the team that have the most consistent thing and they have the highest number of season tickets. I think they have about 12 or 13,000 season tickets. So what they have a core of people who go and support their team all the time and they enjoy the thing and they go all the time. Obviously, that is a bigger challenge for us because people are travelling a much bigger distance and we don't have that core of season ticket holders. So it is a challenge for us. And it is something we discuss all the time. It's like being in a business when your sales are dropping. But the point you're making about ticket sales is about ticket prices. There's a €60 family ticket available for four people and it's as cheap as you're going to go. There are lots of other offers for juniors and everything.
Mm.
So like this, the bottom line is Ulster are the best supported team in the league and their season ticketers, they're buying their tickets and they're attending regularly. In their pre-season game in Belfast this year, in the month of August, they had 13,000. We struggled to get 3,000.
But they haven't won a Heineken Cup since 1999.
No, but it's that's the way their supporters act, and that's the way they go.
Gareth, you're driving supporters away. You're saying lifestyle of 19 doors. You're closing another 30 doors in the province. The people, you're not making them aware of Munster Rugby by this. We sell tickets for you up in the shop, as you know, and now we won't be able to sell a jersey to the guy that's coming in buying the ticket.
Steve, it's very... Yeah, we are not driving people away from the gate.
We are doing
everything. So it's a very key message. No one in Munster are driving people away from the gate. And we have fantastic supporters and we have people that constantly interact with us. And only as late as this week, we're doing surveys on different things and we have a huge positive feedback on it. So there's a key message here. We are not driving people away from the gate and we are lucky to have had the best supporters over the years that have been complimented and are still complimented on what they do.
But you're just after saying Ulster have a better core support than Munster have.
They have
statement.
They have in numbers. They have a core support. Yeah, they have a core support.
Yeah, whereas the Munster support is dropping. But I'm saying to you, Gareth, I'm not knocking the Munster supporters at all. I'm saying it's all about brand awareness.
Yes, but why do you think that the retail deal is the reason why supporters aren't going to the match?
What I'm saying is that when you have declining numbers, you try and make as many people aware of your brand, that is the Munster brand, as possible.
Yeah, and
not by having it in less places. You try and push it more.
No, well, look, Stephen, that our brand is only this week we had it valued and have done research on our brand, and our brand is still valued and recognised internationally, and that is the reason why Adidas are sticking with us in a very tight competitive market in Northern Europe. Because they value our brand and they've only put it in writing to us this week how they value our brand.
Am I correct in saying it was only Adidas and one other supplier that's quoted for the contract?
All I can tell you is I'm not going to say who, from a confidential point of view, it was a rigorous process. There were other competitors for the product and every time we have renewed brands, there has been a number of parties interested in doing our product.
Yeah, my information is that there was only two manufacturers interested in quoting.
That's fine.
Okay, one other thing that I want to talk about, Gareth, is the match of the weekend, which is Thomond Park, of course.
Yes.
And it does have a 5 o'clock or thereabouts start, you know, which is a good time. Steve mentioned he thinks there'll be a crowd of 16,000. There's a 26,000 capacity. What are you looking at crowd-wise for that game?
Well, at the most recent figures yesterday were close to what Steve has said, and it'll depend on the walk-up on the day, and which will be influenced as well by the weather. It is in excess of 16,000 at the moment, and whilst we had hoped for higher figures, that is the market the way it is at the moment, and it's reflected in attendances at other games as well.
Right, and two other points, because we've touched on them in discussions we've had over the last couple of weeks on this programme in terms of Munster crowds, and they are relationships with the clubs across the province, including the clubs in Limerick, and relationships with the local media in the different parts of the province. What would you say to that?
Say that again, Joe.
Relationships with the clubs, between Munster Rugby and the clubs, and relationships between Munster Rugby and local media in different parts of the province.
Well, the first thing on the relationship with local media, we have a very effective communications department. We deal with them all the time. And we regard ourselves as having a very positive relationship with local media. And at this point in time, we don't have any issues that anyone has raised on that. And it is a very important part of what we do, and I think we do it well. Secondly, a relationship with the clubs is like our governance arrangement is still made up of a Munster branch organisation that is all of made up of the representatives of every club in the province. And that's how it works. We don't have an issue with it. We work on a regular basis with them through committee structure. We have senior clubs committees. We have open communication with them. So we have a good working relationship with our clubs and schools, to our coach development officers, our community rugby officers, to our academy and everything like that. So I don't see what issue you're raising there. It's a challenge always, but we think we do that well.
Okay. Last word, Steve?
Just to say, Joe, we're disappointed ourselves in Limerick Sports, or the two oldest sports shops in Limerick. We know, as I said, we can sell Leinster, we can sell Ulster jerseys, Connacht jerseys, and we can sell our own home jersey. Mas Finn, who was on the famous team that beat the All Blacks in Cork, who owns Finn's Corner in Cork, he's a golfing partner of Garrett's. He's in the same boat as us. And I believe
business is business now, Steve, in fairness.
Business is business,
about golfing partnerships.
Yeah.
It is about business.
Moss was instrumental in getting the Adidas deal across the table many years ago to Munster.
Yeah. Well, so I suppose there is an argument to be made, yeah, though, that they have to move on. That they, you know, they are in a professional era. We are looking at getting players on the pitch. We are looking at expanding what is effectively a franchise. You know, that's the way, unfortunately, big business and sport has become.
It's unique to Ireland, Joe.
Well, in this specific instance, yes, you're saying, but although, yeah, that's not quite what Gareth said.
He said in the UK, not in Ireland. And yeah, you have to remember, Munster is a brand of the people. Now the people aren't able to access it in as many places as they were.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, Steve Gleeson. And thank you, Gareth. We appreciate you coming on
and
explaining it to us this morning.
And I think the key issue is the jersey is still freely available online and through Nod, and will be, you know, I think we need that message to get out there.
Okay, well, you've just done it, not for the first time.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
See you, Steve. Bye.
See you, Gareth. Bye.
That's Gareth Fitzgerald there, the Chief Executive of Munster Rugby, and Steve Gleeson from Gleeson Sports Scene on William Street. We better get his message out too.
Thanks.